Good morning, I'm Rob Hakala. This is the South Shore's Morning News, and every week at this time we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, Rob.
All right, well, maybe it's not so happy out at the CES. This is the big event out in Las Vegas, as we are continuing to deal more with COVID, and this is affecting events, and apparently the CES 2022 is not being spared.
Yeah, so the Consumer Electronics Show, which is, I want to say it's technology's Christmas, a little bit after the holiday, because that's when all of the major innovators around the world introduce their newest, brightest, cleanest, shiniest designs and devices to entice us all to spend more money.
Yeah. And this was, I never asked you, David, did you ever used to go to this thing?
I've never gone. It's been recently, past few years, it's been online.
Yeah.
So this is their attempt to get it back into a physical exhibit in person, to get more people there. But when they started planning this last year, right after, to the 2021 CES, we were looking forward to getting past the COVID problem and getting back to a normal lifestyle. And we know now that that's not the case. So the exhibitors will be there, but the attendees will, in fact, be dropping like flies, I guess you want to say that. So far, Amazon, Google, GM, Intel, Lenovo, Microsoft, Pinterest, TikTok, Twitter, and Meta/Facebook have all decided to nix their plans to travel to Las Vegas.
Oh, boy. Well, those are just some names.
These are the big guys.
Yeah. I was going to say, but chances are everybody probably just recognized every company you just rattled off there. So so if you were at this event and, you had your little lanyard and you were walking around, David, these booths would be empty.
They'd be empty. They would probably have some type of a display showing what they were going to show physically as the wares that they're bringing out this year. But they're not taking the chance. They're not sending their employees there. They're just going to be, they paid for the booth. They're not going to get a refund. So they're probably just going to have video feeds coming in, maybe even chats with people who walk by, those people who would actually show up and go there this time.
Yeah. All right. And it's going to be shortened a bit, right?
It is, yeah. Because of the COVID concerns, they've knocked off Saturday, so they're going to be Wednesday through Friday, a three-day event. And that was because of the COVID health protocols. So the folks that are going, they'll have to show that they've been vaccinated. They'll have to wear a mask. They'll have to do all the things that we're expected to do these days. But they'll see that there are fewer exhibitors of the larger companies. Now, there's still over 2,200 exhibitors confirmed to exhibit there. So, in the last 2 weeks, another 140-odd companies signed up to exhibit in person. So, we'll see how this all goes. I'm sure there's going to be lots of good stuff coming out of it. It's just going to be a different way of presenting it to the buyers.
Okay. Anything that you are interested in, David, or curious to see that's being talked about or that you're hearing is coming out?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things that I thought was very interesting. The primary one is that the future of display technologies is not simply giant TVs. LG Display is announcing a handful of oddball, really, and exciting flexible and semi-transparent display innovations, including a giant semicircle chair for home entertainment systems. You just sit in the chair, play your games, and it spins, and you get all the interaction physically and mentally. It looks really pretty cool.
Wow.
So I put a link to that in the article so that folks can take a look at it.
Okay.
They have a few other things. They have a bicycle type thing that gives you that widescreen wraparound look that we see all the time. And for instance, we probably talked about Peloton, but they're the latest company to nix the in-person plans for CES. But they have plenty of new exciting things coming out for those folks who like to pedal and on Peloton in their homes.
Yeah. That was a company
that
definitely grew during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were all doing our exercises in our living rooms instead of getting out of the house. The other one that I thought was interesting, and it's the first time ever, Samsung has a solar cell remote and it may be the first ever to wirelessly charge via your internet router. So it's going to use RF signals to recharge batteries, so you don't have to be running around trying to find two AAA batteries to get the TV turned on again. It's going to be always charging.
It's a remote, or
it's a remote for your TVs and other devices.
Okay,
it's called solar cell. Yeah,
yeah. Because usually so you have to say, do I need AA, AAA? What goes in there? And then the batteries are gone, and you try to steal some out of the battery candle or something. But so this is a remote. But yeah, how does it charge then? Because it's the sun isn't coming in the living room necessarily. So.
No, not necessarily. So when it's lying down on the counter, it'll use RF signals from your router, from your internet router, to recharge its batteries.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's using RF signals to control your television or device anyway. So it's going to use those same signals to actually recharge itself, which is... It's probably going to be a savings in the long run. I'm sure that when you first buy it, you're going to think, well, if I have two batteries every 6 months for 15 years, I might be cheaper to buy this. I'm not sure how that's going to work. We don't know the price yet.
Yeah, wow. All right, good stuff. David Snell, people can read more about this, and we'll, of course, be watching for these products to come out as CES 2022 gets underway. Not necessarily what they hoped, but it's happening. And so, David...
It's going to happen tomorrow no matter what. The show must go on, they say.
Where can people go to read more about your blog, David?
Go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com. David Snell from xsmartit in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob.